Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Connect the Hamlin Park, Cold Spring, and Martin Luther King Jr. neighborhoods. After a deadly training crash that claimed the lives of two pilots in Genesee County nearly 2 weeks ago, Mercy Flight says operations will resume this morning. Folks will be climbing the stairs to raise money for the American Lung Association. It's the Fight for Air Climb, and Amy Moritz says there are two different routes people will take at Highmark Stadium today.
There's the regular route, which is about half of the lower bowl, about 900 steps. And then there's an ultimate climber route for people who went a little bit above and beyond, want a little bit harder challenge, and they're going to basically double that amount of stairs and do the entire lower bowl of the stadium.
Moritz says the event has already raised $200,000 this year, the largest annual fundraiser for the Lung Association. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Governor Kathy Hochul's recent announcement lifting the New York State requirement for the wearing of masks indoors is a very encouraging sign. But how about those with underlying conditions? We're going to talk about it coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for sunshine with a breeze this afternoon. Today's high 57. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 38, then plenty of sun tomorrow. Sunday's high 61. Monday, lots of sunshine, the start of an extended period of comfortable weather. Monday's high 67. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Sally Sherman.
Thank you, Sally. It is partly cloudy, 53 degrees in Buffalo.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Welcome morning, everybody, and welcome back to Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino, your host, always really, really happy to be with you and bringing you such great current news about the things that we need to know, things that are going on around us. And, you know, I always like to start with a quote of the day or a fact of the day. Here's a quote of the day. And it's from the incredible Motown singer and record producer known as the Prince of Soul. And if you know who I'm talking about, it's Marvin Gaye, who, by the way, had a birthday this month. He lived from 1939 to 1984. And Marvin had once said, if you cannot find peace within yourself, you will never find it anywhere else. Just kind of words to live by the great Marvin Gaye. All right, everybody. And with that, we move forward because you know what? We're finally entertaining guests in the studio again since COVID. And we're just so thrilled to have Lindy Korn as our first in-studio guest again, owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn. Lindy has worked for over, is it 43 years now, Lindy, to make Western New York workplaces free of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, retaliation, age discrimination. And Lindy, what's interesting is that you usually bring to us cases that are in the news right now that have to do with discrimination. And what you're talking about today is, of course, is a court case, unfortunately, that you actually just lost.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And good morning,
and
Linda.
Good morning. Yeah. Yeah. And but it's a fascinating case, and it speaks volumes of what you do for a living to have this kind of verdict rendered. So we should talk about this.
Yeah, and it wasn't a verdict. It's a there in the federal courts, there's a district court, a circuit court, and then the Supreme Court of the United States. So this was a district court here in Western New York, Western District of New York, and I appealed it to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, which is in Manhattan. And if there were to be a further appeal, it would be to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Oh, my goodness. So it's way up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, and we did lose.
All right.
It was a decision that came down April 18th, so it's kind of fresh.
And now let me get everybody familiar with it. The case is Miller versus New York State Police, a summary order issued on April 18th. This case reminds us that a Title VII plaintiff claiming racial harassment does not have to be the target of the racial abuse. It can be enough if she is aware of racial comments for that proposition. You know what? I'm reading the wrong paragraph. Let me just back up and let everybody know what this was. The second circuit has rejected an employment discrimination claim against the New York State Police, holding that 12 racial incidents over the course of 3 years was not enough to create a hostile work environment. So your racial harassment claim failed despite 12 incidents in 3 years.
Yes, and you know, the reason we appealed is that there were 12 discrete acts, and one of them contained the word N-I-G-G-A. One of them were racial slurs referring to African Americans as animals or savages. There was a minstrelly voice used. There was an online video making fun of African-American women, used the word, the N-I-G-G-A, and also as a part of an undercover investigation, remarked that a suspect's African-American sister had a great body for monkey sex. These are examples of part of the 12 discrete acts. My client was an investigator and was on a felony warrant squad for the New York State Police. Worked there 27 years, had a great performance record. A very gentle man, and actually a man who was conflict adverse. So it, but at the end of his career, because of this, what I believe was a hostile work environment, he actually suffered emotional distress that was very severe, and so he, in essence, you know, could not perform his job in this type of environment. But what's interesting is one of the first questions the judge asked me was, why didn't he complain sooner? So right then and there, you're kind of blaming the victim. It is very hard to complain, Linda. And anybody who has been discriminated against or is suffering from it right now, it's hard, you know. So like I wanted to say as one answer, with all due respect to, a high court with very bright judges whom I respect. But I wanted to say the man needed his paycheck. The man, this was his supervisor, mm-hmm. who he was complaining about in an organization that's law enforcement and indeed an investigator in violent felony warrants. So, you know, it's a certain type of culture. But what I'm saying to you is that he needed his paycheck. He took care of his mother. He needed his retirement. Speaking up is scary no matter what. And he was not a person who had a voice. He liked to avoid. He wasn't used to complaining, you know, in the workplace, about the workplace. So what I'm saying to you is, psychologically and therapeutically, you have to understand what it takes to complain. And I really feel that's not well understood.
No, it's not. Because, you know, you are so graceful when it comes to courtroom stuff, because I would have said, you know, down the road, it's like, you asked me that question and we still lost. Well, so, you know, what good would it have been? Luckily, he hung on to that job longer, you know, for quite a long time, having all these things repeatedly thrown at him. And then you still lose this case.
Well, the thing is, we weren't even at the point, we weren't talking money. We were trying to get to a jury.
Yes, so, right.
So, yes, now, you know, the court found that, you know, looking at this in the context, our contention was that this wasn't being looked at in the totality of circumstances. They disagreed, okay? They cited a case from 2013 where the court held that the use of the word N-I-G-G-E-R once was not enough for a hostile work environment. So I guess I can't get beyond that personally. It's depressing.
Right. Yes.
It's offensive. It is the law. It is the decision. I read the case many times. I understand. I will tell you, when I had to explain it to my client line by line, you know, he said to me at the end that he felt that the law doesn't protect persons like him.
Oh.
And I had no retort.
No.
You know. So the point is, how do we do better?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before we get to that question, I will say to you that there were some things that were good for the worker or the plaintiff that I represent. And one was that they did, again, refer to a case that holds that a plaintiff claiming racial harassment does not have to be the target of racial abuse. It can be enough if he or she is aware of the comments. So you could be a witness. You could be in the environment, you know. And so that's a helpful citing of a case, you know, very recently. Mm-hmm. And that might help other plaintiffs who are claiming race. So for that proposition, that's a good nugget from this case.
All right. Well, I'm just going to remind everybody, we're speaking with Lindy Korn, owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn, 856 Korn with a K, 856-5676. So Lindy, this case is lost. What did this do to you?
Well, it made me on the two things. On the one hand, it made me want to fight more for plaintiffs in racial discrimination cases. On the other hand, it's very interesting. Of course, I have several other cases involving race, and I've done well with them in other forums that are less prestigious in their title, you know, in other words, not federal.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an administrative agency like the EEOC or the New York State Division of Human Rights. And I have been able to find a piece of justice for persons on the basis of race. But the place that I've been able to get the most success is when we go to negotiation or mediation.
Ah, okay.
And in that case, you're retaining control of the conflict. You're not handing it over to a decision maker such as a judge. You're really working with a skilled mediator for both sides to assess their risk. You know, there's risk to reputation.
Mm-hmm, sure.
There's risk to what it does to your future. Also a risk to a bottom line for a business. You know, what does it cost? And reputation for everybody. So it's interesting to me that where the law, I think, falls short, people working together collaboratively about a conflict that is profound can do better.
So we also want to let people know that we're going to continue with this subject in another segment that you'll be hearing in the very near future. What if this case had gone to mediation? And that is going to have an interesting answer, I think. But it's So Lindy, we got a couple more minutes left in this segment. Mm-hmm. So for people who are listening, and because you do this for a living, you're the owner and founder of the Law Office of Lindy Korn, working over 43 years to make Western New York workplaces free of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, retaliation. What do you say to people who say, why should I bother to bring a case?
And I say, you know, if you can live with it and you don't have to, don't. But if you can't live with it and you want to be an upstander, by golly, go to a discrimination lawyer and fight it, okay? Because honestly, every case usually has negatives and positives for both sides, but it is only by creating cases that other people can use a case to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. So it really is important, if you can, to stand up. And I hope that this question, by the way, of how many times in this case do you have to use the N-word or N-I-G-G-A in order for it to be a hostile work environment, I believe it's going to have to go to the Supreme Court of the United States. And I do believe there's a circuit split, which is one of the things you need to get into the Supreme Court of the United States, because it's very, they don't take many cases. And I would say to you to watch for it, because I believe in the next 5 years it will come up again.
Okay, and we're going to have to leave it there. Interesting, always interesting and fascinating when we have Lindy Korn, and it's so nice to have her back in studio. The owner and founder of the Law Office of Lindy Korn, give her a call. If you yourself has faced any kind of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment and retaliation, 856-KORN, 856-5676. And you let everybody know you've just heard her on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance, and at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome in once again, everybody, to the show here on Senior Radio Buffalo. You know, we're one of the most listened to talk shows on the weekend in Western New York. So thank you so much for that. And thank you to everybody from out of town who's listening in on the Odyssey app. I was able to hear our show down in New Jersey when I was visiting my folks, and I loved it. I loved hearing WBEN's news all the way down here because that's what matters to me. Well, I want to let you know, we always try to start off with a little factoid of the day, and this one goes back to 1931, and that was when 17-year-old minor league player Jackie Mitchell struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig in an exhibition game. In the 2000s, both a TV show and a stage musical were based on this event. So if you saw a musical based on that, you know it was a real story from 1931. Hey, everybody, we're talking about something that involves every single one of us who are listening, and that is the comfort of our feet. We are now moving into the spring season. We're getting rid of the heavy work boots and the heavier shoes that we've been covering our feet with to keep them warm. Well, now it's time for walking and running and sandals and getting out into the wonderful weather that we're expecting here in Western New York. And it's the perfect time for the SAS Shoes annual spring sale. It's on now through May 21st. You're going to be able to save $15 on all your favorite SAS styles and the many more brands they carry. And that discount is off each pair purchased. And we say good morning to Paul Grandstaff, who is the manager there, along with Donna and Ron and Aaron, all our friends from SAS, because we know, Paul, you have been busy with a lot of our listeners who are getting ready for spring.
Absolutely, Linda. Absolutely. Can I share one story with you, Linda?
I would love it. I would love it.
There was a very special lady by the name of Janice, who, matter of fact, came in Friday, Linda, and she said she had heard you and I on the one of the earlier programs. And so she visited our store this past Friday, and she was bothered with pretty severe arthritis. And she could not wear most shoes. The only time when she was comfortable was when she was barefoot. That's the worst thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we took her through our different phases of asking questions, measuring both feet, scanning for what we call plantar pressure points, and otherwise high pressure areas. And she had what I think was called midfoot arthritis, so that was something her doctor also had said. We also observed tight calf muscles and faulty foot mechanics. So that was affecting her in having uncomfortable feet. Well, after much talking with her and analyzing the situation and listening, I found a shoe that would not pressure on that aspect of the foot. And she said this is the first time she had been comfortable in a long time.
Wow.
Well, we fit her in an orthotic based on that machinery, Linda,
mm-hmm.
right? And it worked more favorably for her balance and alignment. And here was the surprising thing. Without mentioning numbers, she liked it better than the expensive one the chiropractor had for her.
Wow. Isn't that something?
These are pocketbook-friendly prices, Linda.
Yes. Yes. And it's all the SAS experience. You know our SAS, says everybody. It's right there on Main and Transit at the end of the plaza, okay? Open Monday through Saturday. There's always cars out front and around the side because they're busy. And why are they busy? Because these folks know what they're talking about, and they're doing a great job. If you have complained about your feet and said, you know what, just forget my feet, I have bad feet, chances are you have bad footwear, okay, that are making your feet worse. And that's what SAS can help you correct. They have an electronic scanner that you stand on, and it will show you where you're carrying your weight. They have not one kind of orthotic. They have many kinds of orthotics. And they have beautiful American-made footwear and bootwear, okay, that the orthotics can go into. And with that double structure, you have people walking out of there smiling, saying, wow, for the first time in I can remember, I'm wearing stylish shoes that look good and feel great. And that's the SAS experience.
And one more thing, Linda, on that story with Janice. I also fit her in a sandal called our Finn Comfort Sandal, which is going to be in our promos here. And she said she's never been able to wear a sandal. Well, till I put that on her foot, it gingerly wrapped itself over the instep without putting pressure on that aspect of the foot, was which was giving her much discomfort.
Wow.
And she walked out of that, too. She says she's very, very happy that she listened to Senior Buffalo, or she would not have been, no, we should not have visited the SES shoe store.
Oh, I want everybody to be converts. I want everybody walking around this summer in their sandals with smiles on their faces because they're comfortable. You know, and for all the ladies out there who have worn high heels and have now bunions on their feet, you know how painful a bunion surgery can be. And so sometimes we just choose to live with the bunion. Over at SES, I found beautiful sandals that covered the bunion, okay? But yet were very expandable because their sizes go up to, you know, very wide shoes if that's what you need. You would never know you had that bunion and you can still go ahead and wear sandals. And how many women don't wear sandals anymore because of a bunion?
Well, with the bunion, we sold a couple to, and they weren't classified as what they call old lady or ugly looking, you know, out here at the time. In fact, Linda, one cute story, a woman came in the store, she was 99 years old.
Oh, God bless.
Driving a car.
Wow.
And she could articulate as well as anybody I've ever known. And the first thing she says, I don't want any old lady shoes.
See that?
But I thought it was just funny.
None of us do. And then you don't have any. You have walking and running sneakers. You have sandals. Women's sizes 4 to 12 in slim to triple wide widths. Now, I talk about triple wide, but an awful lot of people do have extra slim feet, and they can't find shoes that are narrow enough because, as we say, when you go to the big box store, they're all cut for one person, okay? It's just like one cut. And if that's always been your problem, you really need to go on over to SES because you have beautiful shoes. Sandal season is here, and your annual spring sale on now through May 21st. You're going to save $15 on all your favorite SES styles and the many, many more brands that they carry. And the discount is off each pair purchased. So you're going to see the top brands, SAS, Taos, Finn Comfort, Air Trex, they're all there. And what's wonderful is that you can try them on there, walk around, and enjoy that experience and know that you can stop saying no to walking instances, walking vacations, places that you want to, you know, trek over to, or stop saying no to your grandkids because your feet hurt. They don't have to. If you let Greg and Paul and Aaron and Donna work with you and see if they can really actually make that pain go away that you probably thought was with you for the rest of your life.
Well, Linda, I think what we're hearing from a lot of the folks that come here is when they come in here, they feel like, wow, they've gone back into the times of Mayberry.
True.
The old-fashioned shoe store where we make them feel at home. We treat them like guests and we make them feel wonderful, and then they open up to us.
You know, Paul, they call that service. Service with a smile. That's what we complain that we don't get anymore in most stores. And that's what SAS Shoes has always been known for. There is no rushing you through to make the sale. You want to sit with somebody, you'll measure their feet, you'll put them on the electronic scanner, you'll try different things with them, you'll try to work with the shoe that they like right there to make sure that it's a perfect fit for them before they leave.
What we want to do, Linda, pretty much to let them know that SAS and then Route 5 boots and shoes, it really is considered West New York's destination comfort shoe store.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite your listening audience to experience the difference and how we can best serve their goals and some of the issues they may have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, Paul, you don't have to be a senior to enjoy SAS shoes. A lot of people go through life with different foot issues, and we want to invite you to go and enjoy the SAS experience. 716-631-1002, or just stop in, sasshoes.com. SAS is right there in the Transitown Plaza at Main and Transit.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. New York State is investing $1 billion for the Kensington Expressway project. Assembly Majority Leader Crystal People Stokes says the community has been harshly affected since the 33 divided several neighborhoods 6 decades ago.
Streets that people have not been able to go from Fillmore to Jefferson on for over 60 years. Again, they will be able to travel from Fillmore to Jefferson across these streets that go over the 33.
The plan is to reconnect the Hamlin Park, Cold Spring, and Martin Luther King Jr. neighborhoods. After a deadly training crash that claimed the lives of two pilots in Genesee County nearly 2 weeks ago, Mercy Flight says operations will resume this morning. Folks will be climbing the stairs to raise money for the American Lung Association. It's the Fight for Air Climb, and Amy Moritz says there are two different routes people will take at Highmark Stadium today.
There's the regular route, which is about half of the lower bowl, about 900 steps. And then there's an ultimate climber route for people who went a little bit above and beyond, want a little bit harder challenge, and they're going to basically double that amount of stairs and do the entire lower bowl of the stadium.
Moritz says the event has already raised $200,000 this year, the largest annual fundraiser for the Lung Association. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Just the other day, I was talking to the executive producer of this show, Joe Donesco. We were talking about George Burns, the late comedian. Here's a quote that we both agreed that we both liked. George said, "I look to the future because that's where I'm going to spend the rest of my life." Mr. Burns was born on January 20th, 1896, and died on March 9th, 1996, at the age of 100. And as many of you know, at age 100, George Burns would have been a graduate of the Erie County Senior Fitness Program, Club 99. You know that as a result of the pandemic, we've all become aware of the dangers of underlying conditions. It is now estimated that 42.4% of all Americans are considered obese. I think that we all know that obesity-related underlying conditions include heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and even certain types of cancer. Now, today, as we look forward to being together again and thriving in a new normal, we should all begin living a healthier lifestyle to gain the reward of a happier, brighter, longer future. And Live Well Erie is committed to getting us there. And now I'm going to have our announcer read a recent quote from our county executive, Mark Poelenkars.
I most sincerely hope that the education, motivation, and inspiration offered by the Department of Senior Services and the Live Well Erie Initiative will be utilized by every resident of Erie County over age 60. My goal for this initiative is to make Erie County the healthiest in the nation.
For more information on Live Well Erie, call 858-8526.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to the program. It's great to have everyone listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino here at your service. And, you know, I thought I found something very interesting. You know, there's five holidays in May that have to do with the military. The most famous, of course, is Memorial Day, which will be happening down on May 30th. But I have a little factoid about the military I thought I would pass on to you. Do you know this month was actually National Bell Bottoms Day as well? Now, in order to properly recognize a National Bell Bottom Day, we really have to go back to the 1800s Navy for these wide leg pants. Sailors, now I never knew this. Why were they designed that way? Sailors could roll them up to keep dry while swabbing the decks. And if a sailor fell overboard, they could pull off their bell bottoms, fill the legs with air, and the bell bottoms acted as a flotation device. And that's true. That's why they were designed that way. I can't imagine pulling off my pants and filling them with air while you're bobbing in the ocean. But that's exactly why they were designed that way. And you know, they were actually discontinued in the U.S. Navy until they were discontinued in 1998, which I think is sad because I love them. I still love them. Anyway, that's our little factoid for the day as we start our show. Listen, everybody, we are so happy to have back with us Dr. Lisa Harris, who's Vice President of Medical Affairs with Univera. So good morning, Dr. Harris. Great to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Now, did you know that about bell bottoms?
I had absolutely no idea, but, you know, being a child of the 70s, yep. They were like my favorite thing to wear.
Me too. I had elephant
flares,
right? Of course, with the platforms. Absolutely. And I understand they're coming back again, but we'll talk about that at another time. This morning, Doc, we want to talk to you about something that a lot of people have taken advantage of, and that is telemedicine. So for those who may not be familiar with that phrase, tell us what telemedicine is.
Yeah, so telemedicine is a remote delivery of health care. So that's an appointment with a doctor, a therapist, or a specialist virtually. That's the exciting part. So it's usually through an electronic device like a computer. You can do it with a smartphone or even a tablet. And so you can see the doctor right away. You can schedule an appointment that works best for you. So the convenience factor for that is just, it's invaluable.
Absolutely. Now, who would want to use telemedicine? A lot of people say, well, I'm going to the doctor. I want to go in and see the doctor. But if you stop and think about it, it really is very, very handy.
It absolutely is. And so, again, when we talk about telemedicine, it's all these variety of different modalities. But the bottom line is that there are some things that you actually need to have a face-to-face for, you know, that the doctor has to put hands on you and listen to you. But things like common colds, allergies, behavioral health issues, seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist, those types of things are really very convenient. We know that during the pandemic, behavioral health issues skyrocketed, and it just made mental health treatment and behavioral health treatment much more accessible for people across the board.
You know, it's interesting because my son is a mental health therapist. He's been on the show, and he has found it invaluable. So many of his clients wouldn't be able to see him during, let's say, office hours. They're working, and so is
right.
He. And he's able to take hours during his evening and be able to speak
That's
with
right.
people, especially during COVID, you know, when you really were discouraged to coming into the office. It's been invaluable.
That's right. And so, again, we just want to make sure that it's those common conditions or things that lend itself to a virtual visit, so like the behavioral health or just a quick follow-up or an acute visit that doesn't require someone to take a look at you. But it's incredibly convenient because you could do it on your lunch hour at work, right,
mm-hmm.
or during a break. It just makes the convenience really very easy for folks to be able to get in and see a provider and take care of a condition that's needed right away.
Right, and it's not like you may have to find a brand new doctor. You may, in fact, get to see your own doctor this way.
Absolutely. So the pandemic really opened options. We've had telemedicine around for quite some time, but doctors were a little reluctant to really adopt that. But with the pandemic and the inability to have people in person led many doctors and specialists to embrace that telehealth technology just to be able to better serve their patients.
Oh, yeah.
But every provider doesn't offer it, so you just need to check with your doctor and see if they actually have the capabilities for telehealth.
And at Univera Healthcare, you're making it very easy to identify providers and healthcare facilities
That's
that offer
right.
telehealth services. Maybe you can tell us about that.
That's right. So when you're using the Find a Doctor section on the website, you can see if their particular doctor offers telemedicine. So you can just go right to univerahealthcare.com, and right on the website, we'll tell you, does your doctor offer telehealth or not?
All right. Now, I'm sure there are certainly situations where telemedicine may not be the best option.
That is absolutely correct. So emergency conditions, certainly you should not be using telemedicine. For life-threatening medical conditions, you want to call 911 right away or seek in-person treatment. So, you know, acute sudden chest pain, abdominal pain, things that are sudden and serious, you don't want to use telemedicine for that.
Right. And is telehealth, in this case with Univera, covered by insurance?
Yeah, so telehealth is the term that we utilize for our vendor partnership with MD Live, and so they provide telemedicine benefits to all of our members that are over or under age 65. And they can connect you with a network of doctors with at least 15 years of experience in the event that your doctor, your PCP, is unavailable or doesn't utilize telehealth.
You know, doctor, just recently I was out of town, but I was listening to this show. We had taped a segment, and I was listening to it via the Odyssey app, and I was amazed at how far away you can hear the Odyssey app. You can literally tune into this show around the world. And as I was listening from far away, I thought to myself, how lucky we are here in Western New York to have Univera and to have this opportunity available to us to see a doctor almost any time using this new service through telemedicine.
Absolutely. So it just gives our membership just a wide variety of opportunities to connect with a provider. So with your PCP, with your specialist, and if you don't have that availability or capability, with our partner with MD Live. So there's really not a reason for you not to be able to be connected with a provider for any instance.
Now, Dr. Harris, and we're speaking with Dr. Lisa Harris, VP of Medical Affairs with Univera. If you were to make an appointment with your doctor for a telemedicine or telehealth appointment, can he or she make that with you at any time of the day that they would normally see you in the office?
Yeah, pretty much. So it kind of depends on the provider office, how they have their telemedicine visits set up. But generally, it would be pretty much any time during the day. They can intersperse them throughout their regular visits. Some providers, as you mentioned with your son, are doing them in the evening. Some are doing early in the morning. And with MD Live, it's pretty much any time during the day.
Okay. And if you wanted to show the doctor something, the doctor can see you through. It's basically a Zoom call. So he or she can see you as well as you can see through to them.
Yeah, so a platform very similar to Zoom. There's a variety of different platforms that provider offices use. But in the instance when you're doing that virtual video visit, as we call it, you can see the doctor and we can see you. So, you know, certainly have done that and have people shown me some really interesting things on the video.
Doctor, what if, let's say I wanted to accompany my mom for an appointment. Can I sit in with her if this was a telemedicine appointment?
With permission, so as long as there is a release from your mom that she gives permission for you to sit in on the visit, just like you would in person, we have to have the permission of the patient for anybody else to be present. Sure, you sure can.
And of course, if you're going to use this service through Univera, telehealth, telemedicine, you're going to need a computer, a smartphone, or a tablet so you can go ahead and make that call.
That's correct. But even with the smartphones, we make it incredibly easy. Some of the platforms that we utilize just require to send a text message or an email, and the member can connect directly right to that link and be right on camera with your doc.
And, you know, it occurred to me while I was out of town listening to the show, if anyone has those routine common ailments, allergies, colds, and more, even if you're out of town, you could make the telemedicine phone call to your doctor and literally
you
be
sure
seen,
can.
Right?
You sure can. That's the amazing thing about it. So no longer do you have to go running to an urgent, you know, you're on vacation, having the time of your life. You don't have to go to that local urgent care or emergency room. You could schedule a telehealth visit with your doc.
Right. And if it is something like a cold or a flu, just think how much safer it is with you staying home and not bringing that cold and flu to the office with everybody
Absolutely.
Else on staff and all the other patients sitting around.
Absolutely. And if you're not feeling well, you know, trying to drag yourself out of bed to get dressed and get to the office and find a parking space and all that stuff, you know, it just really allows the member to be seen from the convenience and comfort of their own home.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that this telehealth is covered by insurance. At Univera Healthcare, they partner with MD Live to provide telemedicine benefits to all members over or under 65. MD Live can connect you to a network of doctors with at least 15 years of experience in the event your primary is unavailable or doesn't utilize telehealth. And boy, what a service that is.
That's right. And we're happy to be here to serve our membership.
Do you think this would have happened if we didn't have the pandemic to kind of, you know, they say necessity is the mother of invention, you know? And with the pandemic, a lot of people were of course discouraged to come into the office where there was a lot of people. Do you think this helped really bring telemedicine to the forefront?
Absolutely. Like I said, as you know, a little earlier, that we've had telemedicine capabilities for a while, but it was really slow to be adopted by particularly primary care offices.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic forced the necessity. You got to see folks. You got to make sure people are being taken care of. And so here we are. Here's an option for you to be able to provide care in a virtual sense.
Oh, absolutely. And as we were saying, telemedicine can be used to treat a wide range of common conditions like colds, allergies,
right.
more. And if you're out of town, you can call. It's convenient, it's safe, and it saves time, of course. And don't forget,
right.
a lot of people are using telehealth to virtually see a therapist or a psychiatrist as well. That's another field where there may be people who would rather stay home than make that trip all the way to the doctor's office. And again, look how private that is.
Absolutely. It just really increases the level of privacy because no one sees you parking and going into that office.
Mm-hmm.
No one is really aware of what you're doing. It's done from the privacy of your home. So it just really, really is a convenience and has really increased our capabilities, particularly in the behavioral health space, to provide services for members.
Oh, yeah. It's just another way of bringing the doctor to your house. It's almost like a very modern house call. So there you go.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
That's a modern house call.
It's a modern house call. And you thought people, the doctors didn't make house calls anymore. We're speaking with Dr. Lisa Harris, Vice President of Medical Affairs with Univera. We're so happy to have on Senior Radio Buffalo. So whether you're living locally or maybe you're listening to us by virtual of the Odyssey app, we're so happy to have you tune in and listen to what Senior Radio can offer you week after week right here on WBEN. So remember, everybody, this is where to keep it every Saturday and every Sunday morning when you're here in Western New York.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Hi, everybody. everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you. Where else would I rather be? Nowhere else, because Senior Radio is happening. This is what's important, because it's important to you. All of the things that we talk about are important to you, whether we talk about legal services, places to live, your social life, how you look and how you see yourself. And that's going to be the focus of our next segment. I'm so happy to have with us here my wonderful friends from Our Salon. Phil Pullman and Tara Pace are now the co-owners of the salon. Now, I've been going to the salon forever. It's always been great, but I am so looking forward to see what these folks bring to the table, because they're so passionate about what they do. Our Salon is at 7158 Transit Road in Williamsville, right across from TJ Maxx, that nice little white house you see. Their number is 633-3401, 633-3401, oursalonbuffalo.com. I go, and every time I leave there, I'm feeling better about myself. Now, let's face it, my hair isn't the same way it was when I was 25, all right, or 30, going to Our Salon. I'm 66 now. My hair has changed. But when I leave, what's consistent is how great it looks. You got to go to good people to get that kind of result. And Phil and Tara have a whole salon of great people. So good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning, Linda.
And I have to tell you, it's an experience every time I go. And I think a lot of people depend on you folks for that experience, whether they're men or women, because you're seeing us professionally, how we're looking, how we're wearing our hair, how we've changed maybe with an illness or with COVID, and you're dealing with the person so we can move on for the next 6 weeks or so and be confident that we're looking our best. You really have a lot to do with a lot of people's self-esteem and their inner confidence. And I know you take that very personally.
Yes. Linda, absolutely. A couple things we want to touch on is COVID hair and men's grooming. You know, first of all, we'll talk about COVID hair. Most people have been losing their hair after having COVID. Don't panic. Within 3 months, it'll start to grow back. Yes, will it fall out? Overall thinning? Yes, it will. But don't panic.
Well, that's important, because there's a lot of people I know who are listening right now saying, I thought it was just me. No, oh, COVID will God. Do that. Even now, if you've had it or you're just suffering from the effects of everything COVID has brought us, which is it that you lose your hair? Can it be both?
It can be both.
I think so.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nerves and stress. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that
huge.
Definitely. Definitely. But 100% though, I mean, people are thinning and you had COVID. Most likely it's from actually having COVID. Being in the house, being stressed out, watching TV, things that are going on today in the news. I mean, all these things, you have nothing else to do besides watch, listen, and absorb it. Kind of break away a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, Tara, that's why the consultation that you have someone for a new client is really just as important as the client who's been with you for 10 years.
Absolutely, definitely. It's the number one thing that you need to do. You need to talk to people. You need to know what they're about. You have to know inside and out, because it is a lot about the inside, not just the outside. Mm-hmm. So if we work on that and we do that, I think that everything just falls into place.
Nobody will ever just sit in a chair and get a haircut at our salon.
Absolutely.
That's not what it's about.
No.
Because you know that it's so much more than that for the person. And there's so much that you can help them with, whether it's their texture issues or dryness, or they want more curl, they want more bounce. They want to look in the mirror and see the person that they are on the inside. And you can help them achieve that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, we offer smoothing services, you know, perms, highlights, color. Sometimes by just getting a little peekaboo color in your hair, little highlight service, all over blonding, darkening, you know, razor cuts, regular cuts. I mean, we could do so much. We actually have a smoothing system that'll smooth down that unruly hair of yours for 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, or it'll actually fade out. Or we can actually do the one that's permanent that actually starts to grow out.
Wow.
So to smooth down people that have that unruly hair, you know, but getting back to the whole COVID hair, you know, a lot of people have noticed different changes in their hair and they don't know how to deal.
Yeah.
Right.
So you should definitely come and see us to say, how can I fix this? How can I make this better?
Right. And I must say, the product line that you carry is so, I mean, you have to almost have to be a scientist to really know what you guys do. Everything is complicated. It's changed, but there's a product for everybody. Don't just go to the supermarket
and pick a shampoo or and wonder number why your color faded. I mean, it's important if you're going to invest in a haircut, take a good look at the products that they now make to keep it looking great.
That is the number one thing Phil says to everybody. He says, you go to the doctor prescribes something, you go get that.
Mm-hmm.
You get it prescribed. We're the same way. We're prescribing this for your hair.
Right.
Buy it and use it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to Walgreens and buy anything off the shelf. You're just going to ruin everything we just did.
Right.
We're not trying to sell you to make money. Mm-hmm. We are trying to make your hair better.
Right.
And to make it recreated at home. People, number one thing they say, I can never do what you do at the salon. Yes, you can. If you get all the tools and all the knowledge and you do it, I will sit here with you for hours and show you exactly what to do because you are going to do it at home.
Right.
If you use everything I use.
Plus, you wouldn't give them a haircut that they couldn't reproduce.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's
I mean,
just ludicrous.
And so many people, you know, it's almost like going to the dentist. They have a fear of going to the to a good hairdresser because they think that, you know, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to come out, you know, 180 degrees going the other way and that's not what I want. But they actually maybe could use that because if they, a lot of people haven't gone to a good hairdresser in a long time. And it's just like going for a physical. You can't treat your hair like you did 20 years ago and say, well, this is all I do. Because you know what, folks? It looks it.
Absolutely.
It looks it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Look around you.
Right.
Look around. Go through the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the mall. Look at people around you and say, do I feel like I look like the best I can be? You know, do you want to be the best you can be? Is the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much do you want to invest in yourself? You know, you'll spend $200 at a dinner.
Right.
Or $100 at a dinner.
Right, not think anything of it.
Not think anything of it. But you're wearing this hair every day.
Right, every day.
Every day you're wearing this hair and you're looking at it. You know, and also when we change things on you, color, things like that, we give recommendations for makeup, you know.
Yes.
Because you have to change your makeup.
That's right.
You have to change your makeup. You have to sometimes change. And then that will eventually should melt down and say, oh, maybe I should get a new outfit.
Right.
Even if you buy one new outfit for yourself, you know, to make yourself feel great.
And it amazes me, too, how many men come into our salon. You have a lot of male clients because they are looking also to hey, listen, guys are in the workforce a long time. Women are, too. But they understand that it's important to show your best self. And the grooming, how you look to somebody else, is super important. And a lot of times you'll have to point that out to some of the clients too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tara, my Lord.
Right?
Tara has some issues
grooming. Well, my issues are you're coming to me to get your hair cut. What about that beard?
Mm-hmm.
What about those eyebrows? We need to do everything. You just have to manscape. Just make yourself a better everything.
Right.
Your hair is going to look amazing. Why not make everything look amazing?
Yes.
You can't have an incredible barbering haircut, you know, very edgy, and have one eyebrow across your forehead, Linda. There's no way. There's no one eyebrow, okay? We're going to divide those, and we're going to make them cousins, not twins, and we're going to detach them from your hairline.
Right, yeah.
Well, just like when you go to a doctor, you want to make sure the doctor's giving you a physical. He asks about a lot of different things. Well, that's the same when you go to a good professional haircutter, a good stylist. And I may say, they're not all created equal. You guys make sure that you and your staff, whether they've been with you for years or they're brand new, are going for constant education. And that's something that you make sure they do. It's not
Absolutely.
Something that the state recommends.
Nope.
Oh, no. The state recommends nothing
right.
for continuing education.
Nope. It's all on us. And we love it. We thrive on it. We, what's the word? We, oh, I love education.
Yeah, you're passionate about it.
I just love yes. And
learning.
I feel so good after mm-hmm. it.
And I've been around for so many years, you know, and so I'm to the point where that's my thrill is to educate my staff.
Yeah, well, we're going to leave it there because I want everybody to be able to get to the phone and make their appointment. If you're looking in the mirror and it's time to take another picture, our salon is waiting for you. You'll probably see me there. 633-3401, 633-3401. Oh, yeah, well, I'm great with tinfoil in my hair, but it's fantastic. Come on in. 7158 Transit Road, Williamsville, across from TJ Maxx. And you tell Tara and you tell Phil and everybody there, hey, I heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls. An Odyssey station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.